Blog Talk Radio.
Get answers to life's questions. I am your hostess, the divinely anointed and appointed and activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a soul contract rewriter, an energy upcycling practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. Basically, my life has been about looking for answers. I've been looking for answers as long as I've been alive. I wanted to know how things were really meant to work. And I read lots of books and I tried to do what everybody said I was supposed to do. And I found out that none of that actually worked for me. And so I began to talk directly to the divine, to God, to the Holy Spirit, whomever it is you imagine, and to ask questions about why things didn't work for me. What was I missing? What was the big secret I didn't know? And it's been an interesting journey. I've learned so much. One of the things that I've learned is that God is more than willing to talk to you. And it wasn't scary, and I didn't have to do anything special, and I didn't have to make promises or anything like that. And another thing that I've learned is that I have the freedom to choose to be whoever I choose to be. And no matter what I choose, God will always love me. So I've moved out of that. I guess I was raised in a more of a traditional Christianity, and I've left that behind, left all of that behind. And now I'm living my life as me, not in order to meet some rules or regulations of a religion or of God or of anything. I have the freedom to be me. And so now I'm doing the rewriting of the soul contracts, which is, it's an amazing way of bringing changes into your life. And I really love it. Oh, I absolutely love it. But it works, and I'm changing. And sometimes I'm wondering, well, who am I changing into? But I know that everything that I'm doing is for my highest good. And so I don't really worry about it. If you want to learn more about what I do, or if you want to learn about having your own soul contracts rewritten, I think I call it soul evolution on my webpage, you can visit my webpage at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there about all of the different things that I do and have done. And there's so much possibility in life. And I'm just learning to explore it, which is a whole nother thing that I could talk about for a while, but I'm not going to. So if you have a question about your life, about who you are, or who you are meant to be, or why things happen the way that they do, and whatever else your question might be, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I also have the chat room open. And if you have a question in the chat room, you can just type it and I will eventually see it. Just keep in mind that when I'm channeling, I usually have my eyes closed. So if you think that I'm going to have a conversation with you while I channel, that's not going to happen because I'm not going to see it. All right. And we will go to our first caller from area code 780.
Hey, Barbara.
Hi, this is you, Shoshona. Yes, it is you.
This is me. This is me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Wonderful.
So what's on your mind?
Just wondering if now is the time that I'm meant to turn my corner. Whether everything that I'm looking for is coming to me now.
All right, so this is the answer that they're giving me. You ask a question that you already know the answer to. You are consciously working on bringing change into your life. You are working to be better than you have ever been before. You are opening up your abilities to connect with us. You are opening up your abilities to move beyond what you have been trained to do and to listen to your own intuition. You are doing all of this because you are ready to change. And so change is occurring. So, yes, you are turning the corner, if that is the phrase that you want to use. We call it you are evolving. That is what you are doing. You are becoming you. You are coming back to the truth of your own heart, of your own life. And as you are doing this, you are becoming aware of things that you need to let go of, and you are letting them go. So you are doing a great job. Why are you having this need to have your work validated when you already know that you are doing the right thing? So, why are you asking this question when you already know the answer?
Because I feel uncertainty right now. I've got a mortgage coming up in July. I don't know where I'm getting the money from. I've got bills that I have to pay monthly. I don't know where I'm getting the money from, you know. So it's just like all this uncertainty coming up, and I can't see through it.
So you are stuck in scarcity mode, and it's bringing you into a touch of desperation. All
okay.
Right, let's see what they want to do about that. Okay, we're going to do some dear innate statements, so just repeat after
okay.
me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the desperation.
Dear innate, I release the desperation.
Dear innate, I release not knowing the answer.
Dear innate, I release not knowing the answer.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I'm supposed to know the answer.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I'm supposed to know the answer.
Dear innate, I release the need to be dependent on my mind for solutions.
You're an eight. I release the need to be dependent on my mind for solutions.
Dear innate, I open up to receiving.
Dear innate, I open up to receiving.
Dear innate, I open up to knowing that God provides for me.
Dear innate, I open up to knowing that God provides for me.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to trust God.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to trust God.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go of all of the problems.
Dear innate, I let go of all the problems.
Dear innate, I let go of all of the confusion.
Dear innate, I let go of all the confusion.
Dear innate, I let go of all of the murkiness that gets in the way.
Dear innate, I let go of all the murkiness that gets in the way.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I accept that I don't know.
Dear innate, I accept that I don't know.
Dear innate, I let go of not knowing.
Dear innate, I let go of not knowing.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go now.
Dear innate, I let it all go now.
Dear innate, I live in peace.
Dear innate, I live in peace.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how do you feel?
Lighter. From the inner core.
Yeah, they're releasing all of that crap. That was just crap that you had put there.
Yeah, I wake up every morning, Barbara, worrying about something. This morning I woke up worrying about my eyeglasses.
Well, then you need to just lay there before you get up and say several times, dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. And say that until you're at peace, and then get up and start your day.
Yeah.
You don't need to carry the worry with you. And you should also end your day with, dear innate, I let go, before you go to sleep, so that you don't have to carry that stuff through the night.
Yeah. Yeah, I have been doing it as I've been going to sleep.
Well, good. And start doing it in the morning when you wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. All righty.
And then once you get that sense of peace, then you can simply ask, what's important for me to do today? Or you can ask, what act of kindness do I need to do for myself today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're saying it's very important for you to treat yourself with love.
Yeah. Yes.
Good.
You do beautiful work, Barbara Grace.
Well, thank you. You do too.
I love you. I love your work.
I love it too. It just feels so good to me.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So,
thank you.
All righty, you have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Barbara. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And we will go to our next caller, which is 11111111, which everyone knows is my favorite number. Hi, who's this?
I'm the one who's on the one. Who is the one?
Hello, Queen. I knew it was you. How are you doing today?
I'm fabulously creative. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully well.
Beautiful. Yes.
So what shall we explore today?
You know, I'm going to kind of leave that wide open and see what comes our way. Magically. Yes.
Okay. So they're asking a question. This is one they've asked you before, so I'm not... Oh, I was going to say, I'm not sure why they're asking again, and then they started telling me why they're asking again, because it is important for you to have the clarity. That's why they're asking again. So the question is, who are you?
You know, I recorded some affirmations and some channel of information about who I am and whose I am. And yeah, and when I hear it, it's so empowering to, I am many things. I am all wrapped up in one. Who am I? It changes. It's stable. Unlimited possibilities, which is a word that is for the human embodiment, opposed to the word description of infinity. I am limitless within my capacity to be who I choose to be. Okay, sounds good to me.
Have you noticed that your answer to that question flows much more easily now?
You know, this is interesting because I have closed the door to however I used to answer it. I padlocked that baby and so no, I don't want to go back. I'm not going back.
Good. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so now they're asking, what part of your path do you want to explore right now?
Before we go there, Lot's wife came into to my consciousness in terms of looking back. That's what it'll get you. High blood pressure was slow. But the creative, the conscious creative path to speak and see and be there.
Okay. Is there anyone in particular you want to hear from?
Shot.
Ah, okay. All right, here she is. You are opening to your own soul. And you have such a beautiful soul. And you have so much creativity within you. It is like part of your mission in life was to come and create a beautiful world, to help to move everyone and everything out of the old way of being, the old way that didn't work and brought so much pain and suffering and despair to so many and move them into this new world. This new world with endless possibilities. This new world where no one is obligated to do anything. This new world where people flow from their hearts, from their souls, where they are truly embracing their own selves in a way that allows them to be so much more than they have ever imagined. This is what you came here for. And this is what you have worked to create in your own life. And there have been times when you have been almost completely confused about what the heck you're doing. But you have come through it. You have opened to that divine knowledge. You have opened to that divine love. And you have found yourself. And now you are showing others by example how they can find themselves. And even if their path is different from yours, you are still giving them little tidbits of wisdom that they can apply that will work for them, because they are not going to the same place you are going and they're not required to. And you understand that. But you are helping them to find their own way. And that is the most creative thing that anyone can ever do. Because you are creating a new life for yourself and for others. You are being in that beautiful creative energy, looking at that blank canvas. And deciding what you want your canvas to look like. And helping other people to decide what they want their canvas to look like. You're giving them the tools to paint their own canvas. But you're not painting it for them. Because you know that you don't, you can't, you're not supposed to. You are painting your canvas. And you are recognizing that your canvas is large enough that you always, always have room to put more. Always. And you are not bound by what you put in the past. That is who you used to be. That is not who you are. So you are living in the now, in the moment. And you are letting it go. And creating. Creating that beautiful vision that you have of a beautiful world where everyone has the freedom to just be themselves and to be open to the love and to the possibilities that are already there. That is what you are creating in your own personal way. We love it, and we love you, and we are here for you. Mm-hmm. Be well. Ooh, okay, that's what she wanted to say to you.
Well, I am ever thankful, and pleasured by the words. And filled with creative joy. More to come. More to come. More to come.
Wonderful.
Thank you. 921.
Shot. Okay, and she wants me to share something that they've been saying to me now for a couple of days, and they keep saying, don't believe the hype. And when they're talking about the hype, they're talking about the beliefs that we have about ourselves. And these are things we only believe about ourselves. We don't believe these restrictions and limitations are on anybody else, but we keep them on ourselves. And so as you are moving through your days, notice when you are stopping you. That's your hype. And let it go, because it's not true. We are these incredibly powerful beings who do not allow ourselves to be powerful. And what stops us is our hype. And everybody's hype is different. I was playing a game last night, and it was a dice game. You know, you're trying to get the most points. And anyway, and I was rolling just to roll. We weren't playing the game yet. And I was getting these amazingly high scores, you know. And then once I started rolling as part of the game, I started telling myself that I couldn't get scores like that for real. And I didn't even realize that I did that until last night. And they were saying, okay, there's your hype.
I got it.
Yeah. So notice how you stop yourself. Yeah.
Yes. I will pay even closer attention. For sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, great. Wonderful. Fabulous. Anything else, my dear?
Not today. I'm sure I shall return, but I am thankful.
Good.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. And have a wonderful day.
Okay. I am. You as well.
You. Okay, I was hearing a song, but I was hearing a conglomeration of songs, actually. And now the song that I'm hearing by itself is You Raise Me Up. I think that's the name of it. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to calm the stormy sea. I am tall when I am on your shoulders. Raise me up to all that I can be. That was totally off key, and I know that, but... That was the song that I was hearing, although my version in my head was perfectly on key. So you may want to listen to that song. I'm not sure who the song is for, but I'm sure the song will work for whoever listens to it. And I will listen to it, too. So now they're saying, why don't you check and see if you have it, and if you do, then you can play it. And people can listen to it right now. And oh my goodness, I do have it on here. Okay. So I am going to play the song now.
I am still and wait here in the sun. to more than I can be.
Okay, that is the song that they wanted us to listen to. Ugh. Now I've got all these energies running up and down my spine. And I love the fact that it says, you raise me up to more than I can be. Because there is no limit to what we can be. So don't think that one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be completely finished and perfect and wonderful and go, oh, well, that's done. because there's always more. And there's always more for each and every one of us. We really do have so much more potential than we have ever realized. And it's interesting that, you know, they're telling me now this don't believe the hype, because this started coming up after another conversation on Wednesday. And the question on Wednesday was, why not me? And the answer to that question was the hype, the things that you believe limit you. And they're not true. But you believe them. And so in order for you to move into that greatness that is yours, that you are, you have to let that go. And it does feel, it feels really good to let it go. It's kind of a weird feeling at first. I started letting it go while I was playing the dice game. And by the end of the game, one of the things I noticed is that I didn't really care whether I won or lose. And that wasn't important to me anymore. I find that that's true in almost every area of my life now. It used to be important to me to win, but now it doesn't really matter. And I also noticed that I was much more relaxed, much more comfortable. I just had the freedom to play the game because I wanted to play the game. And I was letting go of some of my conditions on who I am and what I allow in my life. And that felt really good too. So as I'm doing this, you know, rewriting the soul contracts, and they're showing me things that I have put in place to keep me from fully experiencing who I am. And I understand why I did some of them. Some of them kind of make sense in sort of an abstract way. But I've moved far enough along on my journey that I don't need those limitations anymore. And so when I'm rewriting the contracts, I'm releasing those limitations. I'm taking myself to a higher level. And it's freeing up my life in a lot of ways. And it's also making me more aware of when I am going back into putting in limitations. Because it's my habit, my program. It's what I was taught, you know, that I am limited, but I'm not. And so it's all a part of opening up to who I truly am and who I am truly becoming. So that's why I personally absolutely love the work that I do. And I love the work that I do on myself, because it's changing me and brings me joy, brings me this wonderful sense of peace with my own life. And I think that that was really what I was looking for when I started out in figuring out, okay, my life doesn't work. Actually, my life sucked. And now my life is good. I really enjoy my life, and things work in my life, and things work out. And I find that I get whatever it is that I allow myself to receive. And you know, I didn't say I get whatever I ask for, because I put hype in there and I stop myself from receiving. And I'm still clearing some of that crap out. But I know that it's there now. I know that it's not that the world is against me, not that anyone is against me, except me. So if I have to look for an enemy in my life, it would be me. I am my biggest enemy. I sabotage myself. Because that's what I was taught to do. And I was taught that it was the normal thing to do. And I guess for humans it might be, but it's not normal for me anymore. And I am definitely letting that go. Because there is so much more to me than I know. Although my soul knows. So on some level, I do know that my conscious me, she needs some more work. But that's okay. Willing to do the work, and I'm willing to work with her. Okay. That's what they wanted me to share with you guys. Yeah, it is all about the inner you. It's tearing down the walls so that you can be who you are. And all of that hype is what put all of those walls in place. And so it brings you to this space that I can't really describe. it's okay. So it's like today when I woke up and I'm getting up and starting my day, there was no negative talk. There was no negative self-talk. There was nothing negative. It wasn't like it was all, you know, absolutely perfect and beautiful either. It was just what it was. And there was nothing right or wrong about it. It just was. And there was nothing that I needed to think or do. I just was. And that sounds so insignificant, but it's actually incredibly significant when you consider that most people wake up and they instantly start thinking about what's wrong with them, what's wrong with their life, what's wrong with their day, what's not going to work, what they need to do, how they need to do it, and if they don't do it, then this is going to be the punishment. And that's what most people start their day in. And so to wake up and start my day in this totally neutral space where there was nothing wrong. And it opens you to possibilities because you don't have all of those limitations, all of that self-talk to get out of the way. Most people don't see possibilities because they're too busy in that self-talk. They're too busy in that energy that says, you're not good enough. Your life is not going to work. This is going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem. Oh my gosh, you don't have that and you're going to need it in 23.7 years. You better get busy. That's what we have been taught is normal. And my normal is now to wake up and just be. Just be. And let everything else go. And I don't even have to actively let it go because it doesn't come up. Because I've changed those contracts, those commitments. In some ways, I guess it was the whole Christianity and the belief in hell and the devil and sin and all of that other crap that made... I can remember, you know, we would watch movies in our youth group, and there was one movie about this one, I guess he was a demon. I don't know what they called him in the movie. But they went out to recruit more people for hell. And, you know, they were trying to get people to do wrong, to do bad, and all this other stuff. And this one demon ends up getting thousands and thousands of people to come into hell. And they're all like, how did you do it? And he said it was easy. If there was something that they considered important, I just told them, you can do it tomorrow. And for a lot of people, tomorrow never comes. And so they were not doing the things that were right because they were putting them off. And so they were filling up the roads to hell. And that's how we create our own hell. Because we do not respect ourselves. We do not love ourselves enough to do what is right for ourselves in every moment. And that just... Anyway, that's what I was supposed to say. Now, I have a question for you, Queen. Are you still on the phone line or are you just in the chat room? Because if that's not you, I don't want that person to think I'm ignoring them. So if you can let me know if you are still on the phone and in the chat. Because there was a moment when I had two 1111111111s, and then one went away, but I don't know who went away. All right. So let's see what else they want to say. And it's not about, okay, wonderful. And it's not about, life is not about problems. Life is about living. And for a lot of people, they don't live. They simply move from problem to problem to problem. And most of the time, they don't resolve the problems. And so they get stuck in the problems. And that's why it's important that we recognize the limitations that we have placed on ourselves. We recognize our own hype so we can let it go. It's just amazing to me when I listen to people and they're talking about politics, you know, because politics are really big right now. And some of them are talking about, oh, look at this, this and this, isn't it going to be wonderful? And others are like, oh, look at this, this and this, isn't it going to be awful? And it's just showing me more and more how not everyone thinks the way that I do. And we are taught that people do think the way that we think, but it's not true. Don't assume that other people are thinking like you are thinking. Especially not if the other person is me. But so many people believe that everybody else believes what they believe. And the truth is, we each have our own individual beliefs. So if you really want to know what someone else is thinking, ask them. You may be utterly surprised at the answer you get. Because we base so much of our lives on what other people are thinking or what we think other people are thinking. And that's one of the ways we limit ourselves as well. Because we think, oh, if I do this, it'll be upsetting to them. Or this is what they want me to do. But you don't ever ask them. You don't actually know anything. And it's okay to ask. And if they get terribly upset that you ask, then that's telling you something. Everything is telling you something. So start listening. And start asking your team, your guidance, whatever terminology you use for them, to bring you clarity about what things, I was going to say what things mean, but you are the one that decide what things mean. Your guidance doesn't. That's you. Like if you wake up and you notice it's cloudy and you decide that means it's going to be a bad day, that's your decision. Because the truth is, it's just cloudy. The meaning is what you, and that applies in every aspect of our lives. So let yourself let go. Let go of all the meanings that you have given. And just be in that neutral space. It does feel good. And I do encourage everyone to try. And if you want to rewrite your soul contracts, connect with me. Beautiful, beautiful work. I can't even put it into words. It is absolutely beautiful. And I can see the difference in the people that I've done it with. And there haven't been that many, but I can feel the difference in their energies. I can feel the difference in how they are looking at their own lives. and everybody has so many contracts. And light workers in particular seem to take on even more contracts than non-light workers. Non-light workers have around 70 or so. And so far, with the light workers that I've worked with, and everybody I've worked with has been a light worker, has had between 217 and 297. I had 256. So I've rewritten around, close to 50 of my contracts. And it's made a huge difference in my life. All right, they're telling me that that is it for today. So thank you guys so much for listening. I send you all lots and lots of love. And connect with me if you have any questions. And I will be back next week. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye-bye.